Hello, this is Donnie Smith, and I hope everybody had a great Christmas and New Year. I know I did. And I'm going to go ahead and continue talking about plastic repair. This is the third part that we have here. We stopped off talking about plastics, the different types of them, and the different ways to repair them. You got plastic welding and adhesives. And two different types of repairs, you know, there's the one-side repair and the two-side repair. One-sided meaning that the damage didn't penetrate through the plastic, so you can just repair it from the top side. And that's what we're going to cover today. Obviously, it's the easiest one. Most of the time, you're not going to have to take the bumper cover off. It's usually going to be minimal damage, and you may not have to heat and reshape. Now, there may be times to where, you know, the way it hit, that it may cause it to, you know, buckle up a little bit or something and have to heat it up and shape it, but usually one-side repairs are minimal. So we're going to kind of go through the steps of how to do that. The first thing you want to do, just like with any repair, you know, I repeat over and over, is to wash it really good with soap and water. That's a very important step, often overlooked, but it can eliminate a lot of problems that you have down the road, like with silicones in your paint, fish eyes, and things like that. So go ahead and get in a good habit of washing everything first. Now you can, right after you wash it, use wax and grease remover or something to make sure that it is good and clean. But, you know, after the first time, you absolutely do not want to use any solvent-based products on plastic, because the plastic can absorb those products and cause adhesion problems and sand scratch swelling and things like that. So be cautious. They do make a waterborne cleaner that works a lot better than plastic cleaners, but be cautious of using any solvent-based cleaner like wax and grease remover on bare plastic. But once it's clean, you're now ready to start the repairs. Now, the first thing you want to do is you want to grind the damaged area with 50 grit on a 3-inch grinding disc. Grind the area, then you're going to grind a couple inches past the damaged area. Now, remember, in the damaged area, you want to dish that out. You want a low area. You want to actually put a low area in that so that you give the filler something to bite to. Remember, it's kind of the opposite of metal, how you try to get, you know, just as perfect as possible. Well, this, you do want a low in there to give it more body, the filler more body. So you got a low, and then you get a couple inches past, you grind it with 50 grit. Now, one piece of advice I want to give you with grinding or DA sanding with plastic is use a very low RPM. You know, faster is not better in this case. And the lower you go, the better results, and the faster it's going to grind. The higher RPMs, it's going to smear it, get it hot, and it just doesn't work real good. So grind with a very low RPM. So we've got the area ground. Now we're going to get some 80 grit, and we're going to feather edge around the edges, kind of smooth that up a little bit, and then we can follow with some 180. Make sure everything's good and smooth and ready. Now we can blow it off the compressed air, make sure it's good and clean. Remember not to use any wax and grease remover or anything like that. But what you do want to use with most plastics, with a lot of like bumper cover type plastics, is adhesion promoter. It comes in different brands. 3M makes one. And one important thing about it is read the directions. The one we use says to put a couple of light coats. It does not want you to put it on there too heavy. If you put it on too heavy, it's going to cause adhesion problems. So it's going to kind of work against itself. But if you put a couple light coats, make sure it's dry before you start applying the adhesives. So we spray that on, usually wait 5 minutes, and then we can go ahead and use our adhesives that we use. We use 3M. It mixes in the tube, and you just squeeze it out, kind of like a caulking gun or something like that, if you kind of get that pictured in your mind. And you squeeze the filler onto the damaged area, and then you get a spreader much like you would with body filler, and follow basically the same steps. You know, first you're going to want to use a tight coat where it pushes it down good and tight, gets in the crevices and cracks and things like that, and then followed by a filler coat where, you know, you build it up a little bit. And then basically everything's the same from there. Sand it down. I wouldn't never use 36, but you can sand it out with 50 grit, and then change over to 150, smooth it out, and get it nice and smooth, and get it ready for primer. So that pretty much covers the one-side repair. Next time, we will talk more about the two-side repair. A few more considerations to think about. Talk to you soon.